Kevin Howells with Jeff Cook. Well, clearly that is a setback. Time will tell over the next few weeks how big a setback. But you had to try and do something and set up a game here, didn't you?
Yeah, there were two options at the start to settle for a draw, get your bowling points and possibly one or two batting points, and come out with a consolidated sort of seven or eight points, or take a bit of push the gamble button a little bit and try and get. Try and get a march on the others with 16 points, and we decided to do that, and it didn't quite come off. The wicket was a decent wicket to bowl on, and Mascarenhas was the ideal bowler to exploit those conditions.
I mean, that's the message I tried to get out, because on paper, from a distance, you've got plenty of other teams there challenging for the title. They thought, hey, what's going on here? But it was that sort of surface where I thought that Durham had bowled well, but maybe even then could have got a bit more out of it. But equally, good batting from Hampshire, and that's why that target would have been so difficult for you to have worked out exactly what would have been a decent one, I guess.
Yeah, I thought in the proper game, as it were, I thought McKenzie's 90 was an object lesson for young batsmen on self-restraint and just playing to your strengths. And his knock really gave them a base for them to set as that sort of target. They played very well, and we bowled well in patches, went past the outside of the bat one heck of a lot of times. And I really feel that on another day we could have found the edge and bowled them out for 150, 180. Mm-hmm. It wasn't to be. It's been a disappointing week with a 20-20 result at the start of the week. But these things happen in an English season. You've got to have the fortitude to roll up your sleeves the next day and get on. And we've still got every day is still really important cricket for us from now until the end of the season. So a lot to play for.
I know other teams in chasing the title there quietly, and some of them not so quietly, are saying, well, we're taking on teams who are struggling. Therefore, we may have a better chance. But here has been a classic case of those teams you're facing, and the bottom two or three are just the opposition you need to avoid almost, because there's so much they're battling for at the same time.
I'm sure played with a lot of pride this game. They played with a lot of spirit. They're still, but when they get their full attack on the field, they're some useful bowlers. Cabby Ali, I thought, was excellent alongside Mascarenhas, and the conditions were right for them, and they took the opportunities to win the game. So good luck to them.
Okay, you're missing Stokes and Borthwick, which is great for them because they're away with the Lions. Collingwood back, we understand, for the CB40. What Stephen Harmison? What's your injury situation as you approach the last few weeks?
He's got a scan organised on Monday or Tuesday. His ankle is not getting any better, which is a disappointment for us all. So he's going to get a scan, see the extent of it. So for the immediate future, nothing's happening with him. We've got to get on with these guys, the fellows who played in this game. As you say, you add to them Stokes and Collingwood. Hopefully Stokes might be bowling a little bit in a week or two. So, his all-round strength and Collingwood's all-round strength will greatly help us.
England number one in the world. It may be not at the forefront of your mind tonight, but I'm sure you'll be thinking about that. There won't be too many people saying, well done, Championship Cricket, for helping them get there. It'll be central contracts, it'll be England management. How much credit do you think the game generally takes for where England are?
Oh, I think the reorganisation of the game, I'm not quite sure how many years ago it was, into two divisions, probably 10 years ago, and the standards that have been around since then. You can argue whether they fluctuate from season to season, but generally it's been pretty competitive stuff, and it's given people a good springboard for when they do get in the test team to know what achievement is about, and knowing the standards that they have to aspire to, A, to reach that level, and B, to stay at test level. And I think county championship plays a huge part in that.
Mm. So you, not you, just generally, but you think that people within the game should feel some sense of general achievement then?
I would hope so, yeah. I think there's been the structure of the game is under continual debate, but I think the overall state of English cricket, the overall quality of the 11s that go on the field, certainly in the first division, augurs well for the immediate future of the England team.
Thanks for your time, Jeff.
Pleasure, mate.